I will say this about T.J. Watt. When they open up the season on September the 12th, he better be playing. No, but I need more money. No, you are under contract. You have a contract. You signed it in good faith. You are under a contract. Oh, we can't get hurt. Why is it nobody wants to play anymore? Every time I turn around, there's somebody else that doesn't want to play. You wonder why people are getting turned off to some of this stuff. Now, they've got time with T.J. I mean, does he need to be playing preseason games? No. T.J. Watt does not need to be playing preseason games. At some point, it would be nice if he practiced a little bit just to get back into the rhythm and the feel of the whole thing. And he is in camp and whatever. But he wants his new contract. And supposedly they want $30 million. It's a lot of money to tie up into one guy, especially a non-quarterback. But now you got to go through and see if how that plays out. So I don't expect him to be playing in the preseason. But when the regular season starts, and say he doesn't have his new contract, now I got a problem with that. You're under contract. You signed it, didn't you? Now we're a long way away from that conversation. Long way to go in that conversation. I can see why he's not doing anything now. I completely understand that. Same thing with Adams in Seattle. But the teams don't want to go through the hassle, the fine process, and things like that. And it's, that's why they're doing hold-ins now and not hold-outs.